Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. New video up and new poll question this week. Lots of things that will help you with your small business. Archives of past interviews we've done, dozens and thousands of those, actually. Thousands of articles, and including all the new stuff right there on the homepage. So, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, too. Having a great visit with Jay Myers. Jay's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Keep Swinging, the president and founder of Interactive Solutions, Inc. And, Jay, welcome. Thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us the website, please, and tell us how we can find your book.
ISITN, like Tennessee.com. And the book you can find on Amazon or all these Barnes & Noble is a great supporter. The website I have for the book is keepswingingbook.com, and you can order off of that and find a lot of articles and videos and things on there. So it's
right.
Been very gratified by the success of the book. Won the 2010 Ethan Award for the success of the book and everything. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, as I say, it's an award-winning book. Jay, talk to my audience about what you've learned about having a profitable business in 2012 going forward. What are some of the things that you've learned, the lessons you've learned from these tough decisions that you've had to make and have made? What is the bottom line of what you've learned? Is it much different from what you knew 10 years ago?
Well, it definitely is, and every day that seems to be a new day. But I think the two things that, you know, for your audience and everything, Jim, to concentrate on as a small business owner and everything is this is going to be a little bit of a weird comment and everything, but, you know, it's not a popularity contest. You're not running for class president with your business. You're trying to do two things. You're trying to keep the business sustainable going forward, and number one. Number two, profitable. Those are the two things that everybody, you know, out there should focus on, in my opinion. And this year in particular, as we were looking at the fact that, you know, the forecast and everything, and it's very important to look at your forecast. You know, you may just have a couple of good months or a good quarter, but, you know, your overhead is very, very important to keep an eye on and everything. And in our case, we've had a good start to this year and everything, but we recognize over the next 6 months or so that it's softer than it's been in the past year.
And is that because you're a business-to-business company, so you work off of contracts largely, You know, most business-to-business companies are talking to their customers about business, you know, months, if not years in advance, whereas business-to-consumers pretty much, you know, it's the purchase is made, you know, in a very short time. So in your business, you actually have the ability to take a pulse of the activity out there and get some kind of a feeling for how your business is going to be for the rest of the year, maybe even for next year.
That's true, and we have to look at that, and I think that's the key to it is if you dismiss that, if you just kind of, you know, sort of whistle through the graveyard, I think you could be in deep trouble. And so we looked at it and very frankly had to make some personnel decisions and say, you know, not really, you know, necessarily in any kind of layoff or anything like that. We were just looking at people and saying, all right, you know, are these people up to our standards? We evaluate our whole organization, and frankly, some people that had some performance issues. Well, last year we kind of looked the other way a little bit because we were so busy.
Right.
This year we're saying, you know what, can't afford to look the other way this year. Kind of tighten up our game, use a little bit of the softer market to our advantage, which is, you know, to tighten up our processes to make sure our quality is increased and, you know, and doing a better job with our quality and up to our standards. And so, you know, you can use this time effectively without, you know, panicking or anything like that. So that's what we're doing. And, We think we're still going to have a good year. It's just not going to be last year.
But the main thing is you're tracking your activity, you're forecasting what you think will happen, and you're adjusting your organization to that forecast.
Exactly, and I think that's the thing for small business owners. It's tough because you think it's such a sophisticated strategy to look at forecasts and things. But gosh, if you don't do that, I don't care what
it's just. It's just arithmetic. It's just arithmetic,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
If you're writing a check, you need to track your expenses. You need to track those expenses against the forecast.
Right. You know, recently there's been a debate about private equity firms being in business to make a profit, not to create jobs. And Jay, I've been making the point that that's the way every business is founded. No small business owner started their business saying, "Oh, I want to create a job." They started their business saying, "I want to create some kind of financial success for my family," didn't they?
That's correct. Yeah, and I think that that's why you're in business. Like I said earlier, I mean, you know, you're in business. At least in my opinion, I mean, my goals are very simple. Two things: number one, sustainability; number two, profitability.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're profitable, then you have a good chance of being sustainable. And you know, if you're not, then you know, it's sort of a mood issue. So I think that, you know, those are the things that you work on. And as I referred to earlier, you know, it's not a popularity contest. I think some small business owners really, you know, mm-hmm. they want all their employees to, you know, love them up and everything like that. And, that, you know, it's certainly, that's an added benefit.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I go around trying to make my employees mad, but I also, they understand we're in business to make money and be sustainable. And
Jay, give me a 20-second tour opinion of how you feel about how the economy's headed right now, as you see it.
Well, I think that, you know, I've read enough and listened to it. I think we're still slogging along. I don't think we've got any real good momentum going. I think it's a lot of election year stuff, but I don't think it's in that good a shape. I think it's just treading water.
Yeah. All right. That's a good report. Hey, Jay, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Come back again real soon.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Jay Myers, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Keep Swinging, the president of Interactive Solutions. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.